part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 72, part one.
72, part one, John.
Of a three-part episode.
Not always a three-part episode.
Oh, that's true.
But usually.
Usually.
A three-part episode.
Right. You got to learn this tune, right?
That's right.
We're playing it next weekend, aren't we?
That is correct. Next weekend, Saturday, October 28th at the Wabash Tap.
The Wabash Tap. Where is that located?
That is on Wabash.
On Wabash.
What's the cross street? Wabash and...
I keep forgetting.
Racine?
No.
Sheridan?
There's like, no, it's an R. There's like a hotel right there in the corner.
Randolph?
No. It's like parallel to... Soldier Field.
Right.
It's right over by there.
Right, so all you got to do is find Soldier Field and then go three blocks west.
Right.
Find
there
the
you
Wabash
go. Just go to Soldier Field and three blocks west. And it's right there on Wabash. Wabash. Is that how you say it? Wabash or Wabash?
I don't know.
Is there an L in it?
No, there is not an L.
Then you don't say Wabash.
Wabash.
It just sounds cool. Wabash.
So, yeah, Saturday, October 28th, Rick is in Disney World right now.
Yeah.
With his family. And
oh,
he'll
with
be
his
driving
family.
Back.
Okay, I thought you meant upstairs.
No, what? Disney World upstairs.
In the brain.
No. With his family.
Oh, okay. Right.
The whole family unit.
That's right. The whole family unit is in Disneyland.
And he's driving back. He said he'll come back on Friday?
Yeah, well, right.
Or is he'll probably be back on Saturday.
You just better pray, man.
That he doesn't
Something
get back
doesn't
on Sunday?
Happen to that fucked up van.
So it's just me and you?
Yeah, the van's got like 200 Brazilian miles on it, man. The one time my wife and I and kids, we went to Arizona, we flew there, and his wife drove with the kids down there, and the transmission blew, and you know those you know those big giant luggage carriers that are on top?
Yeah.
They had all their shit up there. It blew right off on the expressway. Clothes and shit were everywhere.
Will they have a fear of flying, or?
I don't know. You know, well, I imagine because there's five in the family, it'd be pretty expensive. It's
right.
Probably a lot cheaper to drive.
Yeah.
But Rick flew. We were supposed to be in the studio yesterday, but that got canceled. We're doing something with a student of a local college, community college. And that got canceled, so he actually postponed his trip. He was supposed to leave on Thursday, but he postponed it and was flying out today. But then we told him it was canceled, and he thought, well, I'm not going to say nothing to the wife, man. You know, then I don't have to drive down there.
Nice.
Because I guess they were going to drive down and hook up with his parents or something and his brothers, and which he didn't want to do. And so he flew instead today. Today. And then he's driving back Thursday night. I think they leave.
Thursday night? There's no way he's going to be back by Friday, right?
It's only like a 24-hour drive.
Yeah, but that's straight through. Can you do that with three little kids?
I don't know, man. I doubt it.
Yeah, me too. Doubt it.
So hopefully, man, we'll see.
Up. It'll just be me and John
that's
holding
right.
our dicks.
Well, we could jam out.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Sure, why not?
Anyway, so here we are, man, back again. Got a lot of shit on the forum, because I guess when I said nobody listens to us, a bunch of, yeah, we listen. Come on.
Yeah, we were just kidding.
Yeah. We can tell when you download stuff.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
You know, we said something like we have listening. 6 or 7 listeners. We have at least 12 listeners,
at
John.
At least 12. Right. At least. Right, because the downloads every week equal about 12.
And that's not even counting you and me.
Right.
That's 14.
Well, I don't download. I just take it right off of the Arcos that I'm recording it onto.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you wanted to talk about some forum entries?
Oh, we could.
We don't have to.
No, you don't want to?
Unless you want to.
Well, we got, you know, like 3 hours to kill.
The one forum entry that I wanted to mention is on the last show, I think, you mentioned that Lori, our fan Lori,
yeah,
said at one time or another that she would be the admin for the forum. And yeah. Lori posted. I think she's the one who started the 71 thread, episode 71 thread. No, maybe it wasn't. Yeah, maybe it was. But I don't know. And she said, I never said that, you fucktard.
She did, too.
She said she never did on the forum. She never
did.
Said that.
Yeah.
When did she say it?
Well, she probably edited it now.
Oh, like she said it in the forum?
Yeah.
In a past post?
Yeah.
Well, I have a copy of the forum.
Past, you do?
Yeah.
Of the whole forum?
Of the whole forum.
With you?
Not with me, no. But we can do some research.
Right.
But Spenny, our new listener, Spenny said, I am a college student, and I can be the admin of the forum.
Oh, yeah.
Which I mean, that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy, John, but the forum's a waste of time, in my opinion.
Oh, Jesus. See?
Oh, I take that back.
This is how you are, man. God
No, I take that back. You had one of the greatest ideas of the 21st century, John.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you know what I'm
That's
referring to?
That's my thing, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You want to explain it?
All right. The idea I had was they're all calling for a jam session. It's just you and I, right?
Right.
We just do the jam, whatever. So I said, wouldn't it be great? We jam something, we put it out there, and then they add some more parts to it. Bass,
right.
Guitar, backing vocals, whatever, synthesizers. Poet is working on back beats and all that stuff, break beats, and then see what it evolves into. And then a bunch of other listeners said, hey, yeah, we thought of that too. We could add something, and you guys add something to it. Is that what you're referring to?
That is what I'm referring to. So I noticed that you have the electronic drums set up.
Yes.
For part two, the beginning of part two, we will jam. And so this song that we will jam in part two, I will be playing bass, John.
Right.
So then we can clip that out, post it on the forum. Anybody can download it and then add their own guitar or, like you said, keys, whatever. Whatever they want to add to it.
Right.
And then send it back and we can play that on upcoming shows. I love that idea.
Thanks, man.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
Well, you know, we were bitching about the email and all that, all the goddamn spam we're getting.
Yeah.
Way of the Bob says, well, first of all, he says he doesn't like calling in anymore because he feels like he sounds like a dick.
He doesn't sound like
That's
a
what
dick.
I said. I sound like a dick. but as a bit of advice, he said he would just dump Outlook altogether.
Okay.
And use something called Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. Mozilla. Let me write that down. Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Thunderbird. All right.
It has a built-in spam filter, which is much better. He says, I used to get tons of spam until I moved my hosting and my email server to GoDaddy. And now I get 1 or 2 spams per week. So I would recommend them also.
Well, if we did move to a new server, we wouldn't include our email addresses in the HTML anymore. I think that would resolve a lot of the issues right there.
Well, that was another idea. The other idea is instead of doing adding your email address as text, you make a JPEG or something.
Right. Or a GIF, Johnny. A GIF.
A GIF. A GIF, Scott. Choosy netcasters choose GIF.
Yeah, so yeah, we can work around that.
That works more better.
More better. Definitely more better.
And Lizard King Jason over at Nobody's, he said, hey, John and Scott and others, you were talking about wishing you could attend a netcast gathering. Well, we here at Nobody's are putting together a Midwest gathering here in the Quad Cities, which is only 3 hours west of you, right on the old Mississippi. We are still putting together some details and dates and stuff, but I'm thinking maybe this spring. Folks on our forums are tossing it around still. Love it if you could make it. That'd be awesome.
That'd be hot, John, because we'd have to get a hotel room. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No doubt.
And a video camera.
What?
Sorry, what? I don't know. What did I say? Did I say that out loud? With infrared.
This spring, the Quad Cities.
I like the infrared video, you know, where your the eyeballs look. It even has, see, I got the right music for it. It'd be in our hotel video. Hi, Scott. Can I put some more cream on your elbows? They look a little rough. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you, John. Did you have fun today at the podcast get together?
It's a netcast get together, Scott.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you going to punish me?
Yeah, pull down your pants. Hold on a second.
Hey, man.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm too homophobic.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, Paraboli says, just wanted to let you guys know I love the netcast, and because you were feeling down on yourselves in the latest cast on the amount of listeners and posters on the board, I wanted to pledge to post more often. Also says, I run my own webcomic, Flat Life. That's at www.flat-life.com. And I'm going to plug the show the next time I upload a new strip because it is by far one of my favorite netcasts.
Wow, we could be in a comic strip?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe he could draw us in. That'd be awesome. We'd be a Jizz and Skiz.
Jizz and Skiz.
Jizz and Skiz on the Flat Life.
Sweet.
We could do soundtracks for him. You know, like Sons of Butcher do,
mm-hmm.
except they're a band and they do the whole thing.
We're a band.
I know, but I mean, they're a band, but they're also butchers by day, band by night. It's part
right.
of the whole, you know, they...
We're family men
right.
by day.
Right.
Band by night.
But Jizz and Skiz at night in the Flat Life. Definitely would take some pounds off me that way. Says, keep up the great work, especially ragging on the W...
The W. We got more W coming up.
And talking to God.
In this episode, no doubt. And God. God. Oh, I saw a post, not in our forum. Paulie B had a question for God, so the next time God does show up, we need to ask
God.
Paulie B's question.
Nice. That'd be great.
Had to do with, had to do with evolution or... creationism, I guess. Apes or angels, is the way Paulie B phrased it.
Really?
Yeah.
Angels.
So, John, how was your week?
Is he high?
I don't know. You went to the dentist, right?
No.
You didn't? I thought you had a dentist appointment.
No, that got canceled because my dentist fell and smashed her nose on the sidewalk.
Ow.
And
broke it. Somebody who can't put their hands out in front of them when they fall, that person's going to be working on your teeth?
Yeah. Well, I think she was carrying something. I don't know the whole story, but she fell and smashed her face on the pavement. And then I guess they thought, okay, it'll be fine, and they went in to fix it, and it wasn't fine, so they had to re-break it.
Oh!
And when they re-broke it, it caused some other complications, so she had to take off of work. She owns the dentistry.
That's really falling on your face.
More ways than one there, Scott.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't go till next Saturday, this coming Saturday.
Okay. When her entire face will be bandaged.
You can't see.
She won't be able to see.
That's all right, dude. She loves to torture me. Let me tell you. Every time I go in there, she tells me not to be such a baby. Okay. Oh, geez. Will you quit your crabbing? And then she gets done, and then she tells me how high of a pain tolerance I have.
Maybe it's a psychological thing.
And I'm like, why do you tell me that? And I go, you tell me that after you tell me I'm being such a whiner and all this stuff. And she says, well, you do. You have an unbelievable high pain tolerance. I never have to give you any Novocaine. I go, oh, why? Am I supposed to ask for it or something? What am I supposed to do to get some?
Well, the question is, are you still being billed for it?
Right. I never thought of that. Unbelievable. It's like, and, oh, man, yeah, when she goes to drill and the one time I had this crown put on. And she fashions it, and she puts a fake one on, and it's all fine, you know. And they drill your tooth down into, like, a little tiny nub.
Like meth mouth.
Yeah, it's mouth. Just like a little nub, and there's no enamel on it or nothing, so it's really sensitive. So they just cover it up with, like, a plastic tooth. Well, the sucker kept popping out, so I had to use that denture cream and squirt it in the tooth and then just jam it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, look, I'm going to Arizona. Can you do something about this tooth? It keeps popping out. And she says, well, what do you mean it keeps popping out? I go, well, every day I'm carrying around that tube of denture cream and squirting it in there and sticking it in. What? And it doesn't hurt? I said, well, not really. I mean, yeah, if I drink something cold or something, it hurts. Oh, my God, get in here right away. So I get in there, and they make me this new tooth and everything. And it's metal on the inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has to, like, file it down to get its shape just right. And then I have to bite down. And she's got to measure my bite and then take it off again. Well, she doesn't put the glue on it or anything, so that bare metal is hitting my tooth.
Mm.
Every time she sticks it in, she's like, it's going to hurt a little bit. And it's like somebody taking a hot branding iron and sticking it right on your tooth. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I don't say anything. She says, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'll be all right. She said, okay, great. And she keeps doing it over and over. I go, wait a minute. This is like the sixth time you've done that. You got to keep doing this. It really hurts like hell. She says, really? You've been just sitting there like normal. I go, do you see the sweat coming out of my face? You see how sweaty I am? That's how I deal with pain. When I get really sweaty, it means I'm hurting a lot. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to stick you with a bunch of needles and give you Novocaine. I go, but you've been doing this for 20 minutes. You could have given me some Novocaine. About an hour later, she finally gets it all smoothed out, glues it on, and I could leave. But I had to take a nap after that.
You got to go to my dentist. My dentist is kick ass.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. He's all professional. Textbook. Textbook, baby.
Textbook?
Yeah. Gives you the Novocaine, and he lets it set in, you know? Like some of the dentists, they give you the Novocaine, and then you start working before the Novocaine even takes effect.
Yeah.
Not him. He's Mr. Patient, yeah. Man. If he was in Top Gun, he would be the Iceman. Because he's so cool.
Well, you know, I had periodontal surgery done where they cut out your gums.
Ugh.
They cut your gums all the way around. So like all the gum between your teeth, they cut so they can flip the gum open and see your tooth all the way up into your bone. Right.
Right.
And then they take that tool that goes, and they just scrape all, everything from the bone all the way down. And the guy used 7 vials of Novocaine on me.
All just, in one sitting?
Just on the bottom, yeah.
Oh.
He got to the point where he had to use some other stuff that wasn't Novocaine, he said, because if I had any more, I could have permanent nerve damage. And he says, I can't give you any more. He wanted to do the tops, too. And he just got the bottoms done. And the only reason it hurt is because he had to, like, scrape all the bone in the back of my jaw and dig it out and then mix in some cement and bone and shove it back in there. And when he was pressing it and packing it in, I could feel it all the way into my nuts. That's how much it hurt.
Into the old bullocks.
Oh, my God.
Nice. See, that's...
Whoa!
I stopped going to the dentist, you know, when I was a bachelor.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, permanently.
No, well, I did, but permanently for, like, 20 years, right? And then one of the first things that my lovely wife scheduled for me when we...
That's what my
wife
did,
got married
too.
Or after we got married, was to go to the dentist. And the dentist said, okay, let's look at your mouth. He looks at it for a minute and he says, so why did you come to me? Because he didn't even want to deal with it. But so what he did is scheduled 4 different appointments and he worked on quadrants of my mouth.
Oh, well, that's what I asked for. And he said, no, dude, just get it over with. You want to get it over with. You don't want to, because once you feel the first one, you're not going to come back for the other 3. Okay.
Well, he had to shoot me with Novocaine. He didn't have to cut my gums and peel them back, but there was a lot of scraping.
Yeah.
With that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I go, okay, he does the bottom, and then I go back the next week to do the top. So I got stitches, like 30-some stitches in between my teeth on the bottom. Now he's doing the top. Top wasn't as bad. But a lot of,
my God.
Oh.
Okay, and what if you didn't have this done, then what?
My teeth would start falling out.
What's wrong with that?
Well, what happens is I have a genetic disorder. He says, you're doing fine. You do the brushing, the flossing, everything's cool. But the problem is you're genetically, after your age, you develop this plaque line that goes under the gum, and then it turns into like a ridge, like a piece of barbed wire all the way around your tooth, and then it starts affecting your gum, and your gum starts to recede, and as it does that, it creates a pocket. And then they take that little stick and they jam it up between the gum and the tooth, mm-hmm. and it's only supposed to be like 3 millimeters or something. Mine was like 8. 10, you know.
Well, wait a minute. So this is a procedure that you're going to have to get done over and over again?
No, not if I maintain it properly. So this is what happens afterwards. He tells me, okay, you got to rinse your mouth with, you know, this special solution and this stuff for a couple weeks. And it got to the point where I was sick of some of the stitches, so I was pulling them out myself.
Mm.
I hated it. I was like, oh, this one's bugging me, and I just grabbed it and ripped it out. And I finally went in there, and he's like, wow, almost all the stitches are gone. I didn't tell him I was pulling them out. He went in there, he took all the stitches out. He says, okay, now you're into maintenance. You're going to have to come back every 3 months, and then we're going to have to give you a cleaning. So the first time I come back, I'm thinking, you know, how hard could it be? They're going to floss me. They're going to shine up my teeth and all that. No. They use the dental hygienist, and she, without Novocaine, does the deep scrape with the zzzz and all that. I mean, blood's flying everywhere. And she says, looks great. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm bleeding to death. She goes, yeah, but the blood is stopping right away. And that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. That means no gum disease.
I said, okay. 3 months later, same fucking thing. Oh, no. 3 months later, I go to my dentist. She's like, oh, my God, your teeth look fucking fantastic. Oh, my God. You know, your wife used to be my star pupil. Now it's you. Oh. And she barely even touched him. She, like, took the little scraper and went... And that was it.
That's a great scraper Thanks. Sound.
And then she did the floss that...
Oh, I don't appreciate that sound.
That hurt your ear.
Yeah, I didn't like
feel
that
your
one.
So she did that, and that was it. The polish, and I was done. 3 months later, go back to the perio guy. Chick, actually. Blood, everything. I'm like, what the fuck?
I always pop Advil before I go.
I do, too. Four. And the one time I went, the first time I went, you know, before, when he was just checking me out, he goes, yeah, before I start, I'm going to give you the 600 mil of Motrin. I said, no need, man. I'm a pro. I already took my 800 mil.
Nice.
He goes, oh, nice. Good job. All right. We can start. Yeah. I hate the dentist. But, you know, I went, this last time I told you, I went back and they sent me to the dental hygienist again. She was brutal on me. She didn't like the fact that I used the stick. Do you have a, do you floss?
No. I do with a toothpick. This funky plastic toothpick. It's
that
got barbs
flossing.
On it. Yeah, it is.
It is not.
It is. It's better than flossing. It's got like a little spear on the end of it with barbs.
I know. I've seen them.
Yeah.
That ain't no good, man.
Oh, it is. My mouth is all bloody after I'm done with that.
Well, that's
There's no food in between my teeth.
When's the last time you were at the dentist?
I go every 4 months.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So she didn't like the fact that I used a floss stick. It's like a stick with a little U-shaped. Head on it, and it's got a piece of floss in between. And apparently what I'm not doing is I'm not letting the floss wrap around my tooth. And I said, I can't get my fat fingers in my mouth. She goes, open your mouth. She was the one I told you. She asked me how my genital health was.
She said what?
Yeah, I said it 10 podcasts ago.
How's your genital health?
Yeah. Excuse me, how's your genital health? I said, what?
Oh,
my what?
Right, right. Okay,
like
I remember.
Like a Russian
the
woman
Russian.
Or something.
Right.
And I said, I can't get my fingers in my mouth, you know. And she says, open your mouth. I open my mouth. She says, oh, no, you got the big mouth.
You got the big mouth. And how's your genital health?
How's your genital health? Yeah, so I just fucking hate the dentist.
Well, let's talk about something that you like, John, like the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. Now, we had practice last Monday night.
Right.
And it got called early because why? I can't remember, because we were doing so well.
Well, no, we were supposed to go, we were supposed to play a set.
Oh, and then go to the Beacon.
Or two, and go right. to the Beacon. We're done.
So we
and
played a set, and
we played
Rick didn't want to go.
We played way more than a set. We played like 20 songs.
All right, so we played 20 songs, and then Rick's like, I don't want to go.
And I know, but my ear was fucking ringing.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It hurt for 3 days.
Well, you got the monitor right next to your head.
Well, I screwed up. I had it pointing in a weird spot, so I was getting like 800K of Rick's, the most shrill part of his voice. And I, you know, usually we play 5-6 songs and then we take a break and then mm-hmm. we play a little more and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
This time it was a marathon, 20 songs in a row, and my ears going. The whole time, all the way home.
Wow, was that a file you played or was
no?
That
was me.
That was outstanding.
And I'm trying to sleep and all I hear is. The whole time. So I got the fan on and a fan in the room, a fan and.
And you can't even hear the
ceiling
fan.
And through it, I'm still hearing.
What do they call that? Titanitis?
Well, tinnitus, but they say you pronounce it tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Yeah.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
All right, well, but you got home, and the Bears were on Monday Night Football.
No doubt.
And I caught the last couple of minutes of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Now, the Bears were down by 20 at one point.
Yeah.
And they were down by...
The Bears.
What in the fourth quarter? They were down by 14 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they came back and won.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
It's unbelievable.
I was ready to go to bed, but I said, well, let me check email. And because I have to go through 500 spams,
yeah,
I'm up and through the fourth quarter, and then I get to see what actually happened. I was going to go to bed. I would have missed the whole thing. One of the greatest comebacks in football history.
And... the offense had nothing to do with it.
Had nothing.
Nothing to do with it.
The Grossman, six turnovers.
The Grossman.
The Grossman. And they were, before this game, they were saying, oh, yeah, early MVP, Rex Grossman.
Yeah, right. He's the man. He's like the new Brett Favre. He's the new Dan Marino. He's the, you know, they're comparing him to all the greats. He just fucks up six turnovers later.
But it was the special teams and the defense, and most specifically, John, that Brian Urlacher guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
He was all over the place. I have a Brian Urlacher story, but before we get to that, so what happens, I guess Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah.
The week before, they blew a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then...
and they put a statistic up there on the screen.
What was the stat?
The stat was never in history has a team lost or has a team that was up 14 points lost 2 weeks in a row.
Until now.
Until... last month.
Okay, so now let's go ahead and play that clip then, and you'll understand why this guy's so upset. This is the coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay. Here we go.
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Oh.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Is that the W laughing? Who's laughing in the background? Who was that?
I forgot I was supposed to clean that clip up.
Who is that? Is that you?
I can't say, no.
Who is it?
It's not me. I can't say. So anyway.
Why can't you say?
He was
why
so
Why can't
upset.
You say? Why? Wait.
I can tell you off air.
Why can't you say?
I can tell you off air.
Well, how the hell is that even on the clip?
Because that's where I got it from.
Okay, let's hear that again. See if we can.
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit.
We played. Is that Skeens? Is that fucking Skeens laughing?
No.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
You tell him. I know it's him.
It's not him.
All right, let's listen to it. Let's see who isolated.
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them.
Who's that, man? Is that you?
It's not me.
All right.
No.
All right.
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Whoa.
Oh. That's why we took the damn field.
Whoa, what's that? Yeah, try to cover that up. Oh. Nice try, doofus. Whoa. Let's hear
we played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Oh.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Oh. Yeah. Is that your wife?
No.
Who is it?
I can't say. I'll tell you between parts one and part two, I'll tell you.
That's funny, man. Who was that?
Yeah,
he came unglued. So he's saying that the Bears were, they're all hype.
Is that what he said?
That basically, that's, we I don't know how he phrases it. It's like, we thought who they were, we were there. What does he say?
It depends on what is, John.
We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? Bullshit. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Right, the Bears.
Yeah.
Who are 5-0 before the game, and now they're 6-0 or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's the only undefeated team left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's saying they're who we thought they were, meaning back in the third preseason game where they kicked their ass. They kicked the Bears' ass.
Oh, they kicked the Bears' ass.
And they're nothing but all hype, so they can be beaten. And he's right. They did. They beat them for fucking three quarters, and they didn't finish it.
Didn't finish.
The defense just came up and just beat the shit out of the offense. Took the ball away from them two times, ran them down for touchdowns, and then ran a touchdown with the special teams and kicked the field goal. What do you want, Denny Green? Your team sucks.
Well, but come on, Denny Green, the only coach in history to lead a team to 2 14-point disasters.
Well, that's something, yeah. I guess something
two games in
there.
A row.
No doubt.
You're going to be pissed if you see that 2 weeks in a row.
Aren't a little.
A little bit.
Be upset.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
All right. So Urlacher. this also came out in the paper. Urlacher. He's the Bears linebacker, John.
Urlacher.
He's the defensive player of the year last year.
Yeah.
A judge said that parents must share driving of son. Did you hear this?
What?
He was in court.
No.
He had some kid. Linebacker Urlacher and a mother of his 16-year-old son faced off in court Wednesday over the child's custody, with Urlacher pulling off a victory that upset the mother.
He pulled off another victory, huh? Ran
yeah,
some
so,
good defense.
This Tanya. I don't even know.
Tanya West?
No. Oh, it's Tina, but it's spelled with a Y. I'm like, what is his name?
Tina
Robertson must share driving duties with Urlacher when their son is due to visit the football star's Lake Forest home. She lives in Joliet, John.
Oh, that's a cruise.
And she says, it's horrible. Robertson said after the ruling, it's a slap in the face. We're definitely going to appeal it. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So she has to drive the toddler to visit Urlacher once a week during football season, and every
the kid
other
was
weekend.
16.
No, 16 months.
Oh.
During the off season was the last issue to be resolved. Under the joint parenting agreement,
wait a minute.
Urlacher will pay 2% of his multi-million-dollar salary to support the boy.
Whoa.
2%, which is a 9-year deal of $56 million. $16 million signing bonus, and then whatever other advertisement. So 2%
so
of that.
Million, let's say $100 million.
Who negotiated that for him? 2% of his overall wealth.
Yeah,
that's
she
stupid.
She gets $2 million.
Robertson, 34, testified Wednesday that she cares for her son 6 days a week while trying to work as a real estate broker from her home. John, having to drive him to a tollway oasis halfway between her home and Urlacher's makes it hard for her to schedule work appointments and find time for herself. She thought of... she shoulda thought about that before she spread her legs,
yeah.
John. For crying out loud.
Are they married?
No, they're not married.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
She says, why should I be in jeopardy to be of convenience to Brian? Because he plays football. That's what she said. And Urlacher said, we're both parents of our son.
Period.
We should both share responsibility.
Yeah, that's right. That you said it, Scott.
I did?
Yeah. All right, we got to take this over to part two,
part two.
So stick around and click on part two.
Oh, we got to get ready for the jam, John. Oh,
that's right. That's right. And I got to take a whiz.
Yeah, me too.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.